Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. What does it take to maintain a godly marriage? It's become quite clear that biblical marriages are under attack in many different ways. So today, Deborah continues with the second of two teachings that give us practical ways we can improve our marriages. Deborah appropriately calls this lesson, Advice for a Healthy Marriage. Now, with more, here's Deborah Ross.
I talked with you once before about advice for a healthy marriage, and this is actually practical and biblical advice for a healthy marriage because I had a girl call me once who said, nobody ever told me that before, and it just really just rang in my head. Nobody ever told me that before. And I thought, you know, there's bound to be lots of women out there, lots of young married women, maybe even older married women, who simply just don't know. And so what I've done is I've put together some bullet points, some just practical tips that you can activate in your marriage to help you have a healthy marriage, a good marriage. So I want to go over some things that we've already talked about briefly, and then we're going to go into the last five a lot deeper. There's 10 points that I want to make. The first one that I actually talked about earlier was your mate comes before your children. Your mate comes before your children. Never allow your children to come between you and your spouse. And the second one was do not get into the habit of sleeping in separate beds. It's not healthy for married couples to sleep separately. And so if we want to have a healthy marriage, we've got to make sure that we have private time with our spouse. And then we also talked about never go to sleep angry. Never go to sleep angry. You know, a husband and a wife need to come to a place of peace before going to sleep. And this may mean that you will need to apologize. And you might even have to apologize for something that you feel you are in the right about. So, but you know, it's better just to say I love you and to agree to disagree than it is to go to bed angry. And then number four, we talked about social media and email and text and phone conversations and on-the-job relationships should never be of intimate nature with the opposite sex. Never. You know, that's very dangerous. In other words, if you would be embarrassed for your spouse to see it or hear it, don't do it. Don't do it. And then we talked about number five, you must be intentional about your marriage. And this means you must intentionally carve out date nights and time for intimate conversations and time of selfless servanthood and sacrifice. You need to hold high respect for the common goal of making it until death do you part. So we must be intentional about our marriage. And today we're talking about point number six. And point number six is this. Time with your friends of the same sex, is a good thing in moderation. However, too often I hear of women or men taking vacations with their friends, leaving their spouse behind. Now, an occasional church retreat is good, but an all-out vacation at the beach or Vegas or the Bahamas or somewhere else is not such a wise idea. My grandmother always taught me what is good for the goose is good for the gander. So if you reserve the right to go with your friends on vacation without your spouse, then they should be able to go on a vacation without you. And let me ask you something. Is that what you really want? Is that what you really want? You know, I feel that a vacation time and vacation money is too precious a commodity to be spent away from my family. I want to spend my time off. I want to spend my hard-earned money to be with my family. Plus, many of these vacations away from your spouse, you know, end up being opportunities to sin. Now, think about this. If we leave an open door by going out with our friends on this crazy vacation away from our family, we're opening the door to sin. And why in the world would you throw your marriage out to the wolves? Why would you do that? Marriage is a sacred thing and should be treated as something valuable. Let me remind you that no one ever intended to get a divorce. Divorce happens when people or someone in the marriage is careless in the relationship. So let's don't be careless. Let's don't spend our vacation time, our vacation money away from our family. Let's have that as a prize, a valuable pearl, something very special that we want to spend with our families. Family time. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven." You know, there's a time to do things with your friends, and there's a time to do things with your family. And so I want to encourage you to reserve precious time for your family. Now, point number 7 is this: watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. If you want to have a healthy marriage, you've got to watch your mouth. I mean, don't use sarcasm, degrading verbiage, slander, bad body language, or negative vocal tones towards your spouse. Be intentional about complimenting your spouse, especially in front of others. Get into the habit of encouraging your spouse. Never tear them down. No one has ever been motivated by negativity. If you want to see your spouse be all that they were created to be, encourage them. That's how you get your spouse motivated. Encourage them. Don't degrade them. Don't be negative. Encourage them. So watch your mouth. Point number 7, watch your mouth. Watch your tones. Watch your sarcasm, your slander, your body language. Make sure that you have a positive word coming out of your mouth. And Proverbs 18:21 says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You know, here's the thing. You will have what you say. You will eat those words, is what some people say. And that's what Proverbs is saying here. If we speak certain things of negativity and slander and bad tones and just yuck, 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 then we'll get yuck, yuck, yuck. So God wants us to watch our mouths and to lift each other up and encourage one another. Now, point 8 is this. If you want to have a healthy marriage, you need to pray together. And, you know, you need to learn to pray together out loud. And I know this is uncomfortable for a lot of people because, I don't know, we feel vulnerable when we pray together out loud. Maybe, I don't know. But I know it does seem to be an uncomfortable thing for many married couples. So, but I want to encourage you, you know, even if you just say something simple, like, God, thank you for this day. God, bless my husband. God, bless my wife. If you just say something simple and just begin somewhere, start somewhere and begin to pray over each other out loud. Pray over your children out loud. This is how you have a healthy marriage and a happy home. And there is something about praying together as a married couple that creates a bond like no other. You know, it really might feel awkward at first, but start to initiate bedtime prayer with one another and watch as God causes your marriage to bloom like never before. The saying really is true. A family that prays together stays together. So point number 8 is I want to encourage you to pray together. And 2 Timothy 1:3 says, "I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of you in my prayers, night and day." Night and day. Okay, point number 9 is this. Sex is a vital part of your relationship as a man and wife. And women should meet the need of their husband by responding to them with interest. And men need to meet the needs of their wife by sharing intimate conversation, romantic hand-holding, and kissing. So often couples grow bored, tired, or uncaring toward their sexual relationship with each other, and this is very dangerous. You must be intentional about keeping your relationship alive by keeping a healthy, God-honoring intimacy with one another. You know, I've heard it said that women are like crockpots and men are like microwaves. So we have to realize that about each other. Women are like crockpots. Women are slow. Men are fast. So if we will come together in the middle and say, you know what, I am going to slow down for my wife and I'm going to speed up for my husband. I'm going to be interested in my husband. I'm not going to just say, oh, I'm tired. Whatever. We need to have interest in one another. And the Bible says this, 1 Corinthians 7:3-4 says, let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife does not have power over her own body, but the husband. And likewise, the husband does not have power over his own body, but the wife. So, you know, we need to keep our marriage alive by being intimate with one another and being sensitive to the needs of one another as well. Okay, point number 10, space. If you want to have a healthy marriage, you got to give each other some space. People need their space. Honor your spouse by making sure that they have times of refreshing by doing something they like to do. I mean, perhaps he likes to play golf occasionally or go to an occasional ball game, or she may want to spend the day shopping or talking with her friends. The key to a happy and healthy marriage is that personal space is reserved as something in moderation. It's not good for one another in the marriage to spend obsessive amounts of time doing their own thing. We need to use wisdom. Use wisdom about the amount of time you spend outside of the home with your friends or in your hobbies. But we do all need some space. So I think probably for today's concept that we have in our culture, I think people probably take our space issue a little bit too far and they want space all the time. And so the thing is, God wants us to use moderation. It's good for us to have space. It's good for us to have time out. It's good for us to have some hobbies. But we need to also realize that it's in moderation, because the jewel, the prize of our time is with our families. That's the prize of our time. So Isaiah 28:12 says, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. So there is a time of refreshing. There is a time of rest. There is a time of, you know, going and playing golf or going shopping or being with your friends or whatever it is that you need to do. But we want to also come together and we want to do things together. This is a bonus one. This is number 11. Don't hit each other. Never, ever, ever hit one another. God says that our bodies are the temple of the Lord. So when we hit our spouse, we are committing violence against God's temple. God commands us to love one another. He says, love your neighbor as yourself. And in this case, your spouse is your neighbor. And you wouldn't hit yourself, so you shouldn't hit your spouse either. So we should never hit one another. Psalm 11:5 says, the Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that love violence, his soul hateth. So God does not like violence. No, he likes the righteous. He likes the righteous. Let's don't hit one another. So today we've talked about practical and biblical advice for a healthy marriage, and I just pray that God will bring these to life in your life, and I pray that he will help you to work out the details of godly wisdom and knowledge, and that you will have a healthy marriage, because he loves you and he wants your family whole. Visit me at DeborahRossMinistries.org. Write to me and I'll send you some free information. So I love hearing from you, because God wants your family whole.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.